Wouldn't you love to have a prayer for every occasion or event in your life? Exactly the right words to say in prayers for grief, healing, or forgiveness for yourself and others? The Positive Prayer Wheel from Unity fans out into 50 short affirmative prayers for just about any life event. You'll want this in your purse, by your bedside, and to give as gifts. Find the Positive Prayer Wheel at unity.org/prayerwheel.
Practical spirituality. Positive messages. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Empower yourself and get inspired to build the life of your dreams. Welcome to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Welcome to Everyday Peace. This is Dr. Drayvon James, and I am super excited to have you join us today while we explore the concept of living a life of peace every day. Peace defined as wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. Amazing. You in peace every day. So just take a moment if you can, and if you can close your eyes, even better, but take a deep inhale, expand that belly, hold that breath for just a second, and then a slow, complete exhale, and just be in this moment, because I want you to know that you're in the right place at the right time, listening to the right information. We gather here and we work together on this show to bring you the topics and the guests to partner with you as you create your life of peace every day. And I want you to know that, yes, you deserve peace every day. Yes, it's possible to have everyday peace. And yes, you can have it. You definitely can have it. It's a few tweaks and changes to things and ordinary behaviors, but with some consistency and a great team, that's what we have here, a great team behind you, anything's possible, and peace is definitely possible. So we have a fabulous guest for us today, Linus Woods Mullins, and Linus has dedicated over 10 years to inspiration and motivation, empowerment and wellness of women over the age of 40. She is the founder and CEO of the wellness company PraiseWorks Health and Wellness, and the creator of the Wellness Woman 40 and Beyond brand, and the Vibe, V-I-B-E, living brand. Now, at the age of 51, Linus decided that after 25 years in the field of human resources as a professional and manager, it was time for a change. In 2009, Linus decided to pursue her true calling, which was empowering women to achieve wellness for their mind, body, and spirit. At midlife, it is time for women to realize that life is really just beginning. Imagine that. It's the start of a new season of self-discovery, self-care, and self-love. And today we are talking about this self-care and how to make that a priority. And let me just tell you, and this show may sound like it's for women, but it's also for the people who love these women, because what we do for ourselves impacts everybody around us, our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our jobs, our communities, right? So when one person, when one of us, male or female, doesn't matter, when one of us gets to a better space of balance, there is a trickle-down effect that has a positive impact on everybody and everything. So I am super excited to welcome Linus to our show today. Welcome, Linus.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be able to share this time with you, Dr. Drayvon. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yes. And this is like the perfect topic, because we're talking about self-care and prioritizing that and working with your strategy called the Vibe strategy. And you've been on the show before, so our listeners are familiar with the wonderful work that you do. But I think it's at this particular time, especially because absent the COVID, traditionally in our country, we're in the busy, 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 busy time of year. It's the holiday time, and it's the best time of the year, but it's also the time of the year when we get run down and overwhelmed, and maybe we are spreading a lot of joy in some way or fashion, but we're not experiencing a lot of joy. And so add to that scenario all the busyness and craziness, COVID, right? And we know that the numbers are going up. I just read something where Fauci was saying that the Christmas numbers will be higher than the Thanksgiving numbers. And so adding to the traditional busyness of everything, now we have this COVID pandemic. And I suppose that for a lot of people, not just women over 50, but a lot of people, that it's hard right now to have a positive state of mind and prioritize self-care. So this is a perfect topic because that's what we're talking about today. Because I believe, and I know you do too, Linus, that you can't give from an empty vessel. You just can't. You can't get quality stuff from an empty vessel, right? So it's important that we know how to take care of ourselves. So we're talking about this self-care, and I know from a personal journey, you know a lot about self-care, and you've helped a lot of women through this. Just tell us a little bit of background. I know you've been here before, but just give us a little background about how you became so passionate about caring for this part of our community.
First of all, thank you for inviting me back again. It's always wonderful to spend some time with you. I first became really passionate about wellness for women over 40 and self-care and holistic living based upon my own experience. At the age of 51, I literally, as you've mentioned in the bio, I hit the wall. I realized that I needed to do something. I was diagnosed with anxiety disorder, and I had an epiphany. I took some time off, and a year later, I realized I didn't want to go back to what I was doing, but I wanted to find ways to be well without using pharmaceuticals, and God forbid, without having to ever have any surgeries. Because what can happen when you're under prolonged stress and anxiety, it begins to exacerbate into other issues like chronic disease, like diabetes or obesity, or high blood pressure, or even heart disease, cancer. All these things have direct relations tied to stress. So I didn't want to end up like that. So I started doing more research, and the more research I did in terms of ways that I could heal myself, the more I realized that I wanted to spend more time helping other women find out different ways that they could care for themselves that don't involve taking a pill or taking a pharmaceutical or taking a pill or taking surgery. And it's not that I'm anti-pharmaceutical, not at all. It's just that sometimes we get ourselves so wrapped up in this doing that we forget to just be, and you talk a lot about that, just being able to calm down and have peace. And there are ways that we can do that for ourselves without having to take something to make us go to sleep or something to make us wake up. Because we are in such an instantaneous society and want everything now, people get impatient. They don't want to take the time necessarily to do the other things to care for themselves, and so they do, little shortcut remedies. And what happens over time is that they find out that they're really sick. So I decided that I wanted to find out about holistic practices that could help people to be put well on a preventative basis, so they don't necessarily have to end up doing other things to their bodies that will be short-term fixes but don't really deal with the causation of what's happened there in the first place. And I have learned in 12 years, I've learned so much. I've certainly learned what not to do, but I've also learned some things in terms of what to do, especially now during this pandemic. I've written some coaching programs, especially for some of the things that have been happening to us as a result of what we've been going through over the last 8 months. One deals with energetic healing, the other one deals with nutrition and weight loss, and another one deals with our overall emotions. All of them talk about the need for us to put ourselves on our own to-do list, so to speak. And it is critical, especially the first step in self-care is basically just to make some time for yourself. Right now, make some time for yourself, whether it's 5 minutes a day or 30 minutes a day, just some time where it's just for you and no one else. If you have to cut off the phone, turn off the laptop, close the door, whatever you need to do to just be quiet and silent. And I know you understand the value of that, Dr. Draymond, because you're talking about people achieving peace every day. We are a nation of non-breathers. Yes, we're a nation of non-breathers. We don't breathe. We walk around all day long holding our breath, even at home, because of the pace that we live our lives in, and because we're always waiting for that next thing. And right now, anxiety is at an all-time high. And people would be surprised how some of those anxious feelings they're feeling could be reduced by just taking a deep breath and letting it out and just slowing yourself down.
Yes. And you know, I want to go back to one quick thing about the holding of your breath. And I hope that our listeners really take this seriously, because when you realize that how often during the day you are actually holding your breath, it will astonish you. Right. And then when you just become aware that we do this as, I don't know if it's self-soothing, if it's, you know, to, you know, bottle our emotions up and not to explode. But we do this quite often. We get into the space of holding our breath. And that really robs us of the vital energy and blood flow that we need to be our best in that particular moment. So I agree with you that the breath is so very important. Learning how to use the breath, learning how to be aware of the breath, even before you start learning how to do the breathing exercises, which are so much fun and so easy. You could do them anywhere and get instantaneous. You talked about that, you know, we want instantaneous results. But that is something that when you reoxygenate the brain and all the cells with the breathing, intentional breathing, you do get that boost of energy and that boost of almost an endorphin-like feeling if you would engage in that on a regular basis. So I think that's so important that we talk about, you know, that's something simple, right? Learning to breathe.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing because in reality, let's remember that oxygen is what refuels the blood in our systems. So when we are putting more oxygen into our body, then it's going to be converted into blood running through our systems, and that goes into our brain as well. So we're able to think more clearly. We're able to be more rational in our thinking when we take a deep breath. Another thing that really helps a lot in terms of our self-care is making sure we're staying hydrated. Again, the brain is over 90% water. And when we're drinking water, especially water that has electrolytes in it, we are replenishing our ability to think, to focus, to stay clear. And with all the things that are going on right now, clarity and slowing down and staying calm is essential when it comes to making these day-to-day decisions that we find ourselves having to make. Decisions that we've never made before in some cases. We haven't really gone down this road before. This is all new territory. So the clearer we are, the more focused we are, the better it is for us to encode the world and make decisions. But when we're stressed out, not breathing, dehydrated, then that is a recipe for disaster. The other thing we want to be doing, especially now, is getting a deep sleep. Now, there are many of us who are working from home, and many might think, well, you're working from home, so you're probably getting plenty of sleep. But it's amazing how many people are getting less sleep right now, deep sleep. They keep waking up in the middle of the day, and many times, or middle of the night, many times that's happening because they haven't really moved around enough during the day. They haven't exercised. Exercise is key in terms of helping you to calm down and shut your body all the way down to get a good night's sleep. The reason why a deep sleep is important is that is really the only time in a 24-hour period that your body begins to repair itself. It's like a computer, you know, and I'm guilty of this. I'll leave my computer on, and I'll come back the next morning. After 2 or 3 days of that, one morning I get there, and things just aren't moving the way I want them to. And the reality is it's because I haven't shut down my computer. I haven't let it go all the way down to repair itself. Same thing with the body. You want to be able to shut down, and you want to be able to go to bed at the same time every night if possible. If, you know, a good rule of thumb is to try to get in bed before 10, because your body doesn't shut all the way down until about 3 hours after you go to sleep. And normally the body is timed to shut down between the hours of 1 and 2. So if you're going to bed at 11 o'clock, chances of you shutting your body down to get a really deep sleep becomes less and less. And I know a lot of people want to stay up and watch their favorite show or whatever, but if there's any way that you can get into bed a little bit earlier to give your body more time to relax, calm down, go from the REM state to a deep state, to a very deep sleep state, you will feel so much better, and your body will thank you for it. And
you know that right there. I want to just ask a question, because this is a question that I have gotten from people before, because I sing the praises of having a bedtime like our parents used to have for us. That was something that they were really on to for, having a bedtime, set time to go to bed and a set time to get up and giving the body that rest. And you said something that I think was very informative, that it really does take about 3 hours for the body to decompress and get into that relaxation state, and we're starting to fall into that deep sleep. So the earlier you go, the better, more quality sleep you'll get. But you mentioned slightly about, lying there watching your favorite show. And of course, we don't have to do that anymore. Thanks to technology, you can get that, get that on replay. But someone asked me about what about lying in bed and reading, getting in bed at the same time of the night and reading a leisure book. Do you think that would overstimulate the brain?
It depends on what you're reading. If you're reading something that's calming, that brings you a sense of joy or a sense of peace, that's great. If you're reading a murder thriller, maybe not. But there are other things, too, that could be going on while you're reading. Maybe you're diffusing lavender in the room to help you relax. Or maybe you have some holy candles burning somewhere in the room to help you relax, because aromatherapy is a big deal when it comes to relaxation. Maybe you have some calming music in the background that is allowing you to relax a little bit. And maybe as your eyes get a little heavier, lighting in your room changes automatically because of the timer that you have on, and light is getting dimmer. The sounds of the ocean are already programmed to come on your television or on your DVD player, whatever it is you have set up. And the aromatherapy, dimming lighting, and that relaxing sound, that can lull you into a sense of peace and calm, and you will drift off to sleep. So reading isn't necessarily a bad thing. It just depends on what else is going on. Now, if the TV is going on, there's no relaxing smells going on, people are running in and out of the room, and lots of activity to keep you stimulated is going on, all the lights are on, then you're probably not going to get into as deep of a sleep. And it won't necessarily be just because of what you're reading. It's because of everything else that's going on. But if you can shut down stuff, in an orderly manner over time, and these days with Alexa, you can program it in. You can program the TV directly. There's all kinds of ways that you can use technology to assist you in helping lull you into sleep.
Yeah, that sleep, that sleep is the universe's way of loving on us, to going in the repair state. And as we're talking about pampering, I love the tips. I just want to review what we've covered right now for our listeners. We talked about the importance of breathing, and these are things that I love the tips that you're giving right now as we're starting our conversation, talking about self-care and prioritizing self-care, because once again, the better you care for yourself, the more able you're able to take care of your responsibilities and care for your loved ones. And so the tips that we have so far are the breathing. Remembering to breathe sounds fundamental, but quite often we are holding our breath and clenching our jaw and clenching our fist. So just be sort of relax out and breathe there. Increase water intake. And increase quality of sleep, going to bed at a certain time, having a sleep cycle or a sleep schedule, which is really important, and exercise. All of these things, right? I love these tips, Linus, because these are things that you could do no matter what your income level is. Right? And even in COVID, right? A lot of people are not going to the gym anymore, but you could still go for a brisk walk. You could do things in your home, in the living room, to get some exercise and get that body moving. So these are things that are independent of finances, which is great. We can all do these things.
Well, it's interesting because, that old song that says the best things in life are free. That's still pretty much true in many ways. It doesn't cost necessarily a whole lot to drink water. Not yet, anyway. I mean, you have to buy it, but it's not a big budget buster. Taking the time to actually calm yourself down and sleep, that's something that's free. Sleep is always free. But here's something else that could help people when it comes to increasing their overall calmness and relaxation. You want to move during the day. And right now with the pandemic, it's been difficult to do that. And I understand that because we are more sedentary. But we want to be consciously still getting out there in the sunlight. We need that vitamin D. Even though it's winter, there are some parts of the country that have that sunlight. But we also need the movement. When we are moving our bodies, so many things are happening in terms of the blood flow to the brain, to the heart, to the liver, all the things that are necessary for our bodies to continue to support us. So sleep is important, but so is movement. When we're not moving the way we need to be, that's when we start getting even more aches and pains. Maybe you might have witnessed some joints locking up, muscle cramping, headache. All of these are signs that we're not moving enough. So it's important to put it on our schedule, even if that means walking around the block in your home or perhaps taking a walk to the grocery store instead of taking the car to the grocery store. Things like that are important. And none of the experts are saying that we can't go outside and walk if we happen to be on lockdown. In fact, they're encouraging it because from a mental health perspective, that is one of the best things you can do for your self-care. If, because it's wintertime and the sun is not out as long, in some places the sun's not out at all. And we want to be careful that we don't fall into SAD syndrome, which is a disorder that comes as a result of not getting enough sun, not getting enough natural light outside. So that's another reason from a self-care perspective to help prevent the feelings of depression and anxiety. Is to get outside, even if it means you're going to get outside with your coat on and your hat on and stand in that cold sun for a minute. Your body needs that. It needs that sunlight. But if you can even go ahead and walk around the block, move for a while, your body will love you for that because your body was totally created to move, not to sit sedentary in front of the TV watching Netflix or in front of a computer working all day.
Imagine that.
Maintain that balance. Yeah, imagine that. I tell them, you know, we talk about work-life balance. Well, you know, I'd like to think about, you know, work-life movement balance. We want to make sure that movement is in there, especially now. We want to make that maybe one of our highest priorities. Right. And that's important. In fact, for those of you who are working from home, and I did a whole online course on things to do from a wellness perspective, working from home. When it comes to your self-care, you know how you have those Zoom meetings, and a lot of times the camera will not be on you, you'll be videoed out? Well, you can still listen and walk around in your office if you want to, do some squats, pushes, whatever. The camera's not always on you. Many times you can go ahead and take the video off and move around and do things. Take that opportunity. Or if you're on a conference call on your phone, you can walk around the house while you're listening or talking on the conference call. As I'm talking to you right now, I got up from my desk and started walking around because I realized that I had not gotten up in the last 30 minutes. And the rule of thumb is, if at all possible, when you're working from home, especially from a self-care perspective, you want to get up and walk around at least every 30 or 40 minutes just to move around and get the blood circulating. It's very important, especially for those of us who are in midlife. We don't want to do anything that's going to cut off oxygen to the heart. And that can happen a lot if you're sitting for a long period of time. That the, when I say oxygen, I mean blood, the blood flow. It cuts the blood flow. So you want to be able to get up and stretch. Stretching is important. That is another self-care tip, is to work in stretching. If you're not sure what stretches to do, pull it up on YouTube, stretching, you know, beginning stretching, and follow along with that person. Just 10 minutes a day. What they're saying right now for self-care, 150 minutes a week of movement and stretching will really help a lot when it comes to being well.
150 minutes of movement per week. I got to get my little calculator.
Yes, 150.
Talk 150 movement per week, and there's 7 days in a week. So it doesn't sound like too much, does it? Movement,
no.
And this is any kind of movement. It doesn't have to be back-breaking. I know we do when I get our heart rates up a little bit, but this could be just like a walk or something of that nature. You know, that's
absolutely.
Like about 20 minutes
a
day.
Yeah, I love walking the grocery store. I do the whole perimeter of the grocery store and then up and down the aisles. Absolutely. And then when I'm standing, when I'm standing, I do toe lifts and squats. And I might get a couple of stairs. I don't care. I care more about my body being well and being exercised and staying toned toned and fit. And you don't, muscle atrophy is going to happen as we age. But we can slow down that process, and we can make sure that the key muscles that we need, our core, our pelvic floor muscles, and especially for women, that those things stay attached. And we can easily do that by doing some of the things that I mentioned. It's really easy to do. We just have to kind of change our mindset a little bit and make the commitment that we're going to do that.
It's a change in mindset. And I think that's the thing that's so important, is that we see the value in improving our self-care. So often we believe that self-care is going to the mall and pampering ourselves, or, you know, or going to the nail salon, or going out with a group of friends. And while all of those things could qualify as self-care and hopefully are very, very pleasurable, none of them would be quite as pleasurable if you didn't have your physical health. So the idea of prioritizing your self-care with your physical health, and your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, and also your social relationships is very, very important. But I would say that this physical body that you live in is going to be required in order for you to have any physical interactions. And so it's worth our while to start, you know, adopting some of these behaviors a little bit here, a little bit there, so that they become consistent. I did speak to someone about this, and it was a man. He was, oh, I just don't like water. I don't drink water. But, you know, one of the things I suggested to him, I said, well, squeeze some lemon in it or some lime or something like that, so that it has a little taste and is not so bland. But water is really the drink of champions, if you ask me, because it nothing hydrates like it does.
Yep, and you're so absolutely right.
And hydration, if we're talking about like beauty tips, one of the reasons that we're talking about women in their midlife, one of the reasons that some people have great skin and they don't have all the wrinkling is because they have a great intake of water. So we really want to be making sure that there's lots of reasons to drink water that creates flow, more in touch with your intuition. So this is Dr. Drayvon James with our special guest, Linus Woods Mullins. We'll be right back after this break as we give you some great tips for self-care.
You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Create and build the life of your dreams. Welcome back to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Welcome back to Everyday Peace. Our special guest today is Linus Woods Mullins, and she is an expert on getting you to the next level of greatness in your health, in your wellness. And we're talking specifically today about self-care and making that a priority. We're in the season of giving, right? And that's so wonderful. It's so wonderful to be in a position to give anything, even our smiles and our encouragement and all of that. But to give anything authentically, you have to give it from a place of overflow. Right? You have to be filled up with that so much that it's overflowing and it's just on everything. Like I call it like honey dripping down the side of a honey pot, right? And that's how full you want to be with your self-care. And so to that end, Linus has developed this strategy called Vibe, and it's three arms to that. And we're going to talk a lot about that today and how that is going to help you in your quest. Even if that wasn't your quest before the show, you do realize that you need to take care of yourself. This doesn't work without you. You have to be present. So in order for the loved ones that are in your life to continue to blossom in your job and your community, your input is essential, and therefore your self-care is essential. So tell us a little bit more about Vibe. We haven't really gone into that, Linus, and this V-I-B-E, what that stands for, and just break down the arms and what each arm of the Vibe strategy is designed to do.
Sure. Well, Vibe came to me from an idea when I was on one of my walks, getting fresh air and moving the body. It came to me that women, and this is right after the pandemic, are really going to need more than just nutrition and, you know, all the other wellness stuff. They really want to have a way of life where they still feel energetic and attractive, where they feel vibrant. And so I said, you know, they really want to have a life where they're vibing, which is a dated term from back in the day, you know, even before my time. But I thought, vibe, yeah, I said, they want to be vibrant, that's V. They want to be intuitive, that's I. They want to be beautiful inside and out, and that's B. And they want to emerge, that's E. They want to emerge into the woman they know they can be. But right now, that's kind of tough to do because we have so many distractions and we're playing so many roles. Many of us are playing roles we weren't expecting to play as we move into midlife. Many of us are taking care of kids at home and working from home. Sometimes it's our kids, sometimes it's our grandkids. Many of us are taking care of our parents. Maybe they're not sick from the virus, but they're just getting older, or maybe they're taking care of them to prevent them from getting sick. So that's a whole nother stressor, a whole nother role that we're playing that we weren't necessarily planning on playing in this environment. And so that all of that drains us. All of that really does force us in many ways to put our self-care on the back burner. But as I said before, I challenge everyone to kind of rethink that, because if you're really going to continue to play those roles and to be there for everyone else, you have to first be there for yourself. So that's why I created Vibe, vibrant, intuitive, beautiful, and emerged. And what I did was I created three different programs to cover three areas I think are particularly important. There's one called Vibe Living, which is has a wellness component, which talks about ways to be well holistically for your mind, body, and spirit. And then an energy healing component. And I could spend hours talking about energy healing, but basically it's been scientifically proven that everything has a vibration. And those vibrations stay within us many times. And we've never really spent a lot of time in Western society talking about how to move those negative energies out of our bodies. And those negative energies can come from trauma, emotional experiences, things that have happened that we just haven't moved past in terms of our thoughts and also how it impacts our body. So that particular program deals with that, and that's the Vibe Living program. And then we have Vibe Moving. It's a fun program. That's a fitness program and also a nutrition program. The fitness component is done by my wonderful friend, Jessica Monroe, who is a specialist when it comes to personal training for women over 40. She's fantastic. We have a combination of Pilates and yoga, cardio, and also meditation movement that we do in that program. And then I do the nutrition component, and I talk about meal planning, herbs, and supplements. I also talk about the kind of foods that can help you burn fat, and the kind of foods that can help you boost your immune system, and the kind of foods you should be eating if you're going through your whole hormonal thing. And then the last component is the Vibe Emotions. And this is a brand new program that we're launching along with the other ones in January. And this program has to deal with anxiety, depression, and stress. How to deal with it, how to identify the danger signals, and how to get support in moving past those things. And we also do exercises. We deal with a nutritional component as well to help relieve stress. So all of those things, our emotions, our wellness, our fitness, and our energy healing, all of those things are extremely important components when it comes to maintaining the self-care.
Yeah, and you mentioned something that we're hearing a lot of during this time period. It's always been pretty much mainstream, but I'm hearing even more people talking about the anxiety that they're feeling as a result of having the extra stress. I mean, there are a lot of things going on. It's not just the pandemic, but it's the fallout of what's happening because of the pandemic. It's the job loss. It's the, as you mentioned, it's people working from home, and now there's no barrier between home and work, and so work tends to go on forever, long past the stopping hours. And then there are now people who've lost jobs, and family members who've had to move in with family members as a result of that. It's just, it has become very overwhelming for a lot of people. Right. And I, for one, agree that, or believe that, people need to exhale and just have a moment of, you know, of just clarity and saying, yeah, this is where I am. This is what's going on with me, of awareness. This is what I'm feeling in this moment. And just getting it all out there. I'm not into suppression and trying to pretend that things are not happening. But as we're talking about the vibe strategy to self-care, what are some things that specifically women in their midlife can, do to help them be in a place where they can not get into that anxious state if they've not yet gotten there, or they're just beginning to feel that? How can they, what can they change and tweak? I know we talked about some other things with the exercising and the diet and the sleep, but are there herbal therapies they could do, things they could cut out of their diet that promote stress and anxiety, anything of that nature?
Well, believe it or not, there is something that they can do that a lot of people overlook, but it really does work, and that is staying present. It's very important to stay present, to focus on this moment in time, not thinking so much about the future and not trying to obsess over the past. You can't change the past. And you cannot predict the future, but you can control what's going on right now in this moment in time. And when you're focusing on the present, you find your energy is going there and not so much all the other things. Because what happens a lot with anxiety are all the random thoughts that are going on, all the what ifs that could happen, all the possibilities, and feeling an overall lack of control. The reality is that we don't have over a lot of control over much, but we do and can have control over our thoughts. And it takes practice. What I tell people, because I was diagnosed with an anxiety disorder. I was on medication for an anxiety disorder, and I was diagnosed about 13 years ago. And I really, really got a handle on my anxiety probably within the last 6 years. But I stopped taking medication about 10 years ago. And one of the things that I've learned over the years, instead of running from that feeling, being afraid to feel that feeling, doing everything you can to keep from feeling that feeling, you really need to go ahead and allow yourself to feel it. Lean into it. And what I do is I used to set a timer and say, okay, for the next 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I am just going to feel anxiety and anxious and whatever that is. I'm just going to go ahead and feel it. And so I allowed myself to feel it for 5 or 10 minutes. And then after that, I had to turn it off and go and do something else, whatever it is. Go for a walk, watch a funny movie, take a shower, cook something, anything, but allowing myself to feel it. And what happened to me, one of the things that happened to me over time is that after a while, leaning into it for 5 minutes was just too long. I was, oh, okay, come on, feel it. And I would feel it for a while, but not for 5 minutes. But the other thing that would happen is that I started finding more and more different kinds of things to do to remove myself from that feeling. Whenever you're feeling anxious like that, and I know anxiety can be crippling. It can be crippling. Mm-hmm. You allow yourself to feel it, and then after that time frame, get up and do something, anything that will help. Now, in terms of herbs and things like that, there's St. John's wort, which could be very helpful. Sometimes a cup of coffee can be helpful. For some people, it makes you feel jittery. Other people, it works. There are all kinds of one thing that can help with anxiety is SAMe. SAMe is a chemical that is produced by the brain. And as we get older, it stops being produced by the brain. And there's no way to get it back other than a supplement. And taking SAMe can help with anxiety and also with the feelings of stress. And you can get it online. You can get it at Walmart. But it can help. SAMe is that chemical that you can get from the sunlight. And many people who are suffering from the SAD disorder, they are probably suffering from a lack of SAMe. All of us have a lack of SAMe as we get older, but some more than others. And some find that taking that supplement is very beneficial when it comes to those feelings of anxiety. Also, anxiety can be one way to waylay it or minimize it is to get it out of you, write it out, or talk it out. Sometimes there may not be someone available to talk to, or people don't feel comfortable talking because they feel like people are going to think that what I'm anxious about is silly. But it's not. It's real to you. So get yourself an anxiety journal and start writing everything that you're feeling anxious about. Just keep writing and writing and writing and writing until you have nothing left to write about. That helps a lot also. There's also something called the scribble technique. Yes, the scribble technique. Have you heard of the scribble technique?
I have not, but I like the sound of it right there because it sounds like very
Yeah.
takes me back to elementary school when things were a lot easier.
Right, exactly. It's really simple. You just get a pad of paper and a pen, and you just start scribbling. Just keep on scribbling. Just keep on, just going back and forth, back and forth. And once, and over time, your hand will stop. And it'll stop when the scribbling gets smaller and smaller and smaller. It will stop, believe it or not. And when you finish it, at the end of that, that anxiety has gone a lot or gone completely. If you go into YouTube and just Google or put into YouTube scribbling technique, and you'll see it. And that can be very, very helpful. It helps to reroute new neuron pathways in our brain to be able to think about the anxiety in a different way. The whole idea is to get you doing something else than being
You know,
anxious. Now,
I haven't heard of that one before, but I know that that works because somewhere many years ago, I was watching, I think maybe it was a TED talk. I can't remember what it was, but I feel it was a TED talk. And the speaker talked about making the figure eight repetitively on a piece of paper when you're stressed and watch how the stress diminishes. And my goodness, it works. So that you're so right. That's equivalent to scribbling because the figure eight, you just keep making it. And after a while, you realize, oh my gosh, I'm feeling a bit more rejuvenated and less down. So you're right, that's scribbling.
That's
There's
right.
something to that.
That's right.
The brain is amazing.
Essential oils. Essential oils can be very helpful also with anxiety and stress. Believe it or not, you can get an essential, a rosemary essential oil. Rosemary is very good for anxiety, and just take a whiff of that, and it really helps a lot. It smells better. Or saffron. Saffron is another herb that you can use to treat your anxiety or depression. Kava is definitely something that can be good. That is an herb also that can be made in a tea. Chamomile tea is good because it's relaxing. Lavender also can be helpful because it's relaxing as well. And all these kinds of teas you can find at your health food store. Most of them are dried. If you can, try to get the tea form, but some of them come in a powder form or sometimes in a pill form. But basically, the more processed it is, the less impactful it is. Everybody is different. What might work for me may not work for you. You want to try it, or sometimes what happens, the body chemistry changes and it gets kind of used to what you've been using and you have to do something else. And that's why I learned so much about it, because something would work for a while, and then something would change because I was going through menopause on top of everything else. And that's another thing. There is such a thing as menopausal anxiety. And you should ask your gynecologist about this because they don't always mention it, but it's a real thing. It's anxiety that is caused or exacerbated by menopause. So if you happen to be a menopausal female during this time with the pandemic, economy, holidays coming, and everything else, I wouldn't be surprised at all if you are feeling an increased, almost debilitating feeling of anxiety. In cases like that, you want to let your doctor know about it. He might prescribe a prescription to get it under control, but there's also some things that you can get that are particularly good for menopausal females. And one of them could be like currant leaf or horsetail, which is another herb. There's geranium can also be helpful. There's about 12 different herbs that I used to use to help me with my anxiety. And over time, what happened was I think my chemistry, my body chemistry began to change. My neural pathways in terms of how I thought about my anxiety changed because of the exercises and things I was doing. My mindset changed. And I think the very first step to getting ahead of anxiety and the feelings of depression or the blues is to have the mindset, I'm going to beat this thing. That's the very first step.
Yeah,
it's
you've
not
got
to
it.
give
You've
in
got
to
it.
it. Yeah.
Have a self-fulfilling prophecy there is knowing that the body is really trying to tell you something, right? And then know that you want to partner with it to engage in the solution and know that whatever it is, you're going to come out of this with flying colors. You're going to come out of it. Like you said, you're going to beat this thing. You're going to come out of it. And I think too, as you're talking, there's like a combination here because it's not just the herbal therapy, it's not just the exercise, it's not just the diet, but it's the willingness to incorporate these things into your day-to-day practices a little bit at a time so as not to overwhelm yourself, but to be steadfast and dedicated to it because this is your health. And I can't emphasize that enough, that everything that you want to accomplish in this journey called life will require you to be living in the body that you're living in. And so why not give it the things that it needs so that it can operate in top condition? And part of that, in order to do that, is going to be self-care. You mentioned something at the very early beginning of our conversation today and talking about, you know, the importance of movement and meditation and breathing and these nature. And what I heard in there is time. And that's the one commodity that we all have equal amounts of. We get 24 hours in a day, not a second more, not a second less. And in those 24 hours, I think you mentioned something really small, minute, small number. I didn't write it down, but I know that every listener and even those that are not listening, that you are worth 10 minutes out of your day, that you are worth that. And that you could give a lot more if you would reserve, let's reserve 20 minutes. Ooh, let's be crazy and reckless, right? Let's reserve 20 minutes a day for ourselves as these women who are midlife and have spent, you know, and everybody really should, but we're focusing on this particular group again today and thinking that there's something here because, you know, being a giver and a nurturer and then learning how to model giving and nurturing from a healthy place. That's powerful. That's immensely powerful. So that's a gift to be able to pass on to say that I know how to self-care. I know how to love myself. I know how to affirm myself. I know how to appreciate my body with a diet that affirms a healthy body and not something that is draining from our health. So just those things there and learning if you had to implement, Linus, of all the tips and things we're talking about today with the Vibe program and with the sleeping in the water, if you were today listening to the show and you said, okay, I need to get started, and what's the first thing I do? What would you say the first three things you should do right away?
I think the first thing is, like you said, is you make up your mind that this is what you're going to do. And the second thing is to devise a plan on how you're going to go about learning what it is that you need to do for yourself. You know, what kinds of things? Are you going to go through a coaching program? Are you going to go to a doctor? Are you going to go to a therapist? What kinds of things do you want to line up to do to help you get on top of this? And the third thing is, after you've made up your mind and after you've kind of devised a plan to get more information to find out how you can get the help, the third thing is you absolutely must implement it. Actually do it. I think that some of our best made plans are the ones that we never implement because other things get in the way. And we are living right now at a time where there are huge distractions. But just like you said, Dr. Drayvon, nothing is more important. Nothing is more important than you. Because if you're not doing well, all the other folks who depend on you go to heck in a handbasket because you're not doing well. So you're not just doing it for you. You're doing it for all those who love you and depend upon you. You're not being selfish, not at all. You're not being selfish at all. You are just not letting yourself be selfless, okay? When you're selfless, when you are taking care of yourself in a less amount of time, then that ultimately does become or appear to be selfish because after a while you're booked down. You can't do nothing. Just sit in the corner and rock, and everybody's wondering what's wrong with mom or what's wrong with dad and why is he doing this and why is he doing that? Because you're totally depleted. Your wellness closet is empty, and you no longer have anything to pull from. You don't want to get to that point. I was at that point 12 years ago, 13 years ago. I was right there. I had to be hospitalized and had to go to a respite, got on medication, all of that. I was no good to my family, my friends, my where I was working, none of that. I lost a year of my life trying to get it back together again.
And we have a caller who's been on the line for a little while. I missed this. I know we only have a few minutes left, but I want to see if I can get him on here. Let's see here if I can do that. Hello, you're on the air. Thank you for your patience. This is Everyday Peace.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, Dr. James. Another great show. Your guest has been very insightful. And I know a lot of your guests, what they write is first and foremost for women, but this has been very helpful to me as well, because when she's talking about your wellness and she's talking about your health and just talking about all these things that keep you out of a physical and mental rut, it's been extremely helpful. So I don't have any questions because she's very thorough, but I just wanted to say I'm really happy you had her on the show, and it's been very enlightening, and I'm going to use some of her techniques in my own life. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. And, you know, I happen to specialize in working with women over 40, but I have to tell you that at least 3 times a year I go and I speak to men's groups, and it's amazing how much of this information that they are hungry for and they're just not getting. And I know there's a gap there in terms of the things we talk about in the wellness community, because we have men. Our men are very important to us. So I'm glad you're going to incorporate some of those things. And the things that I talked about could definitely work for you as well. And I also want to just congratulate you on recognizing that you need to do some things, because sometimes what happens is we don't even recognize it because we're too busy doing instead of just checking in with ourselves, you know?
Right.
We don't check in.
Right.
Stopping. So congratulations for that, and good luck to you. Continue to be blessed and be safe.
Thank you. And I wanted to say this last thing, Dr. James, I'm very grateful to you and your guests, because men don't talk about these issues. Men may talk about how men need to become better men and, you know, manning up and all that sort of stuff. And men may say, okay, well, you need to exercise and make sure you get your checkups. And we don't even really talk about that. So when the guests you have on your show, particularly the women, just so far ahead of men in terms of thinking about these issues. And so this is great. This is great. I just wanted to say this is wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so very much. And thank you for being an everyday peacemaker. And it is good when we come together. Thank you. It's good when we come together and we can have this, these kind of dialogues. As the caller said, a lot of times men, for whatever reasons, their style of communications don't delve into these wellness issues. But we have about 3 minutes left, Lennis, and I believe so strongly in your Vibe program, as well as a host of other things that you've done, from being a writer to being a coach and doing your own podcast. You just really get information out there in a way that really helps people. How can people connect with you so that they can get involved in the Vibe strategy?
The best way to get in contact with me is to go to my Linktree. And that is linktr.ee/Lennis. Again, that link is linktr.ee/LYNNIS. And when you put that link into your URL, you will come up with all of my links to all of my programs, my podcast, my webcast, my online classes, my women's group, my Wellness Women 40 and Beyond group on Facebook, just all kinds of information about the different programs that I have. And they're all meant for people, women in particular, but men can benefit too, for women and men in their 40s to be well in their mind, body, and spirit, and to learn how to take a holistic approach to your wellness every day. And it's really, doesn't have to be a big deal. Just one incremental change at a time can make such a huge difference in terms of the overall quality of your life as you age.
Yes, it makes a huge difference, guys. I can't emphasize this enough. And the work that you do is a phenomenal help to maintain our state of being and to improve our state of being. And I want everyone to know also that your passion is so very important. Understanding you is what this journey is about, because when you understand you, you're more forgiving and understanding of others. So to that end, I am giving away a free course to understand your passion and living your passion. And it's a 7-day course. To get that course, go to DrayvonJames@gmail.com and put free in the subject line. That's my gift to you. Thank you for being an everyday peacemaker. We'll talk soon.
You been listening to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James. You have the power right now, today, to make the decisions, to take the actions that lead you to your next level of greatness. And I would love to walk with you on your journey. Here's some ways we can connect. Schedule a coaching session. Contact me at info@drdrayvonjames.com. Enroll in my online university course, the 2020 Clarity Course, at the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning International. Enroll in the Brilliant Life 9-week online coaching session with me and Keisha Dixon at info@drdrayvonjames.com. Purchase my book, Freedom is Your Birthright, from Amazon. Thank you for being an everyday peacemaker. I absolutely love you.
Thank you for listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Wouldn't you love to have a prayer for every occasion or event in your life? Exactly the right words to say in prayers for grief, healing, or forgiveness for yourself and others? The Positive Prayer Wheel from Unity fans out into 50 short affirmative prayers for just about any life event. You'll want this in your purse, by your bedside, and to give as gifts. Find the Positive Prayer Wheel at unity.org/prayerwheel.